It's time to talk Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series on the team.
And with us right now, the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. His team returns to the Junior College World Series back-to-back years, fourth time ever for Crowder College. The Rough Riders winning the South Central District Championship. And with us right now, Crowder coach Travis Lalleman. Travis, how you doing, man? Hello, Travis. I think we're going to have to get Travis off the air because it sounds like, I don't know if he set his phone down or what he did. We'll see. Are we ready? Ready to go here? Okay. Take two. Travis Lalleman, Crowder College coach, joining us. Travis, how you doing?
Doing good, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. We need to clarify for folks, you're on the bus right now, right, coming out here?
Yeah, we're about 190 miles out, so stayed in Lyman, Colorado last night, and always finish out the trip on Wednesday morning, get there, you know, early afternoon.
Well, congratulations on coming back to the Junior College World Series, back-to-back times that you've represented your district, now the South Central out here at the Junior College World Series. Take us through what it's been like to go through all that planning and to make the trip once again to Grand Junction to play in the series. It's, I'm sure, a lot of work, but it's work like you've always, I'm sure that how you feel about it. It's a labor of love getting back at her, all the preparation to come to Grand Junction.
No question. You know, it's kind of crazy. Not only do we have to prep, pre-prep for this trip, but our district was in New Orleans. So we went down there, got down there Wednesday, early evening, and then practiced on Thursday. We got home Monday because we lost in the championship game, had to take it to the IF game. Got home Monday at 3 o'clock in time to, you know, get laundry done and get back on the bus at 10 the next morning. And I, you know, all the guys, they travel well, and they did. But I told them this is the shortest 16-hour trip they'll ever take in their lives.
Travis Lalleman, the coach of Crowder College, Missouri, with us today on the Team Sports Network. So the seedings came out yesterday, Travis, and unfortunately, because with all this traveling and everything, you won't play until Sunday when you take on Central Arizona. You got seeded fifth, Central Arizona sixth. Is that the seed? I guess, how do you feel about that seed? To me, you know, it doesn't matter 1 through 10. You got to go through some really good teams to win the national championship, but give me your thoughts about being seeded number five.
Yeah, you know, first of all, just a comment on the entire field of teams. I mean, you got us 53-11 at 5, and Central Arizona 54-12 or whatever they are at 6. And I don't think Anthony or myself could, you know, really make a bid for anything higher with the people in front of us. My goodness, what a field of teams! I don't know if it gets any better than this. This year, you know, 5-51 teams, 6 returning teams, and I think you can not necessarily throw it out the window, but each game, I mean, this is going to be one of the more competitive on paper that I've seen. So, I thought that, you know, if X, Y, or Z happened, that the highest we could hope for this year would be 3, more realistically 4, but I did think the lowest we would get would be 5. And so I think we're right where I think the seating committee did a good job.
And like I said, with the travel to play Delgado, New Orleans, and everything that's been going on for you guys playing on Sunday, boy, you have to be thrilled with that because it gives you that extra day to get acclimated and get a little bit of rest.
Yeah, I mean, we played in the offset. I call it the offset bracket in 2010 back when it was a 7:30 game, you know, so I think two teams went home before we even played, which little, you know, different, you know, now, and I think it's better playing the 10 a.m. game. So definitely the day off, I think, with the travel we've had, helps out. But when you're playing a team as quality as Central Arizona, you're going to have to go rest and stuff is important, but we're going to have to go play extremely well. And we have been playing pretty well. We've seen 5 number ones in 10 games of postseason. So we've been battle tested. Everybody has, though. Like I said last year, everybody's done so much to get here. It's about that game and that 9 innings of baseball that you go play. So that's the exciting thing of this tournament every year. And you know, we're definitely excited to be back out here. We've got a group of guys that, you know, a lot of guys that played on that team last year. So hopefully they can help the new guys. And we get away from those early
And I think we might have hit a... You still there, Travis? I'm sorry, we lost you for a moment.
Yeah, we're in the tunnel here, so I see daylight. I'm about to come out of it. So.
All right, well...
Hang on, give me...
We'll give you a second to come out of the tunnel into the daylight here. So we're talking with Travis Lalleman, Crowder College coach. He is on the bus with his Rough Riders coming out to Grand Junction for the Junior College World Series. As I mentioned, Travis, you win your district title. You win the South Central over Delgado. And a guy that's been doing it all season long for you, Josh Patrick, he's been one of your top hitters, been your top hitter in terms of RBIs and home runs this season. He delivered a heck of a performance for you in that championship game over Delgado. Had a couple of RBIs, a three-hit day, also scored a couple of runs to lead you to that 9-1 victory.
Yes, he did. He's been so consistent all year for us. And, you know, people pitched him really, really tough. I mean, I think he was the guy that – there's some fear bats in our lineup this year, and I think he was the guy that at least people in our league and throughout the district were people more familiar with us. That was the guy that kind of sought out and, you know, seemed like they said, hey, this guy isn't going to beat us. And he took his walks. He did, you know, the things, and it was up to the people around him to do, you know, put up the damage swings. But we got in situations where they had to pitch to him Sunday, and obviously you see the numbers he put up. So I think, you know, it's just about the entire lineup working, you know, to get guys in situations to be successful. And Sunday we finally did that. And, boy, we needed to. I mean, Friday was two-run games. You know, we beat Eastern, you know, their number one's going to LSU, tremendous arm. We beat them 6-4, had some defensive hiccups for the first time in a while, you know, in that game. And then the nightcap, we had the Landry Wilkerson buried a ball in the left field line, and we scored from first. And so first and second, we scored from first to take the lead in the eighth and then finish it off in the ninth. So, I mean, you talk about some competitive baseball. There was no breathe-easy moments, and, you know, it was nice to have that on Sunday and win with a little cushion.
Well, Travis, it's great talking to you. Looking forward to seeing you when you get out here. Before we let you go, though, we have to acknowledge that while this is a great accomplishment for your family, you know, coming back to JUCO,
yeah,
your son Luke Robert, though, we got to give a tip of the cap to Luke Robert, your boy, because he read over 220,000 words this last school year, correct? And so he got recognition for that. So I know, proud dad, you had it out there on the social media. Congratulations to your boy Luke Robert.
Yeah, I missed his ceremony yesterday. They had a little deal at the elementary school. I missed it because we had to get on the bus, and so I wanted to give him a little shout out on Twitter, because you know, he's a first grader. He's 7 years old. He's sharp as a whip. So they're getting ready to come out. They're flying out today. So I haven't. We left for Delgado on Wednesday. Got back Monday. I saw him for about 8 hours. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with him at the practice field and things like that as well. Like we always talk about, we've kind of made this a family trip, you know, and just very fortunate to be back here again.
Have a safe trip, Travis. We'll see you when you get out of here.
All right, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right, Travis Lalleman, the coach of Crowder College, Missouri. They'll play the first game on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, over at Saplesio against Central Arizona. That's going to be a tremendous matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
The night game on Saturday is going to be huge. McClendon,
yeah,
San Jack. It's got some sauce to it.
Yeah.